Hello?
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call about customer support. You left your number.
Yes, I've been, I don't know if you pulled up my file, but I've been calling regarding my situation, and I'm actually in the store right now, but I know you guys are very difficult to reach, so I'm taking this call now. So, in my last conversation with your company, you had said that my bank had to call in order to get a credit back. And my bank has said that they do not call.
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
06811.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Fran Hood.
Okay, one moment. Can I have you verify your address for me?
6 West Pine Drive, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Okay, and thank you for the information. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. I'm still here. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
One moment. So by looking at this account, it looks like you had got our you enter our contest to win the KitchenAid. You paid for the shipping $7.95.
I never received it.
Okay, one moment. And by looking at this account, we give you a $100 voucher, but the membership fee is $56.95 each and every month. And it looks like your account was already closed. We closed your account on December the 1st.
Yes, but I was also told that I would be getting a credit because I never authorized these monthly charges.
Hold for just a moment. So it looks like you disputed those charges with your bank. So you have to have your bank to contact us to get your refunds back.
Okay, I'm gonna open up a dispute on this because I was trying to do it without the bank having to do an investigation, but it doesn't seem to be working. Can I have the name of your company and your address, please?
We're not able to provide you any address. The name of the company is the Factory Direct Gadget Store.
All right. Can you please talk lower, slower, please? What's
Factory,
the name of the company?
Factory Direct Gadget Store.
Okay. Gadget Store. And who is your manager?
We're not able to provide you that information, ma'am.
Because you're a fraud company.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
And your name?
Yes, my name is Asia.
And your employee number?
We're not able to provide you the information.
Okay. I have already been in contact with the Federal Trade Commission and have put in a complaint about this company. And it is very much a fraud company taking people's money. And I will continue to put these complaints through. Also, the voucher that I received, it does not open. I received a voucher for $125. That does not work.
Okay, so we sent that voucher to you on December the 2nd. I have your code for the voucher. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, and how? Where do I go to put that code in? Because it says the email that I received last night, and that's the first time I've ever received a voucher email. There's a box where it says click here with the code number, and nothing opens up.
Okay, so you have to go to the factory. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. I'm still here. Thank you for the wait. One moment. So you will have a link sent to your email where you put the code to go to your voucher.
What's the link?
They sent the link to your email, ma'am.
What they sent me was an email where it says to click on to open the link. It doesn't open.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is resend the link back out to your email.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Did you just send it?
Okay, so you will have to check your email later, ma'am.
Okay, so you didn't just send. All right. I want to tell you something, Asia. I would leave that company because it is totally a fraud, and the work that is being done there is stealing people's money.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Sorry about the misunderstanding. You will have to have your bank to contact us to get your refund back. And your account is already closed. Okay, and I will send that link back to your email. And it will be the same code that we sent out to you. You will use that same code.
I'll try it again. But for some reason, I'm thinking that those never open. And it's just a scam.
Okay.
The whole thing is a big scam. And so I am going to follow through with the Federal Trade Commission. And get this company closed down.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for coming.